Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
She already has a team gold medal, and today, Needham native Allie Raisman goes for the gold again at the Olympics, this time in the individual all-around event. The 18-year-old will do routines on the vault, on the uneven bars, the balance beam, and the floor. And it's Allie Mania in Needham. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports on what Raisman's success means to fans at home.
Excel Gymnastics in Newton is where it all began for Allie Raisman. And right now, there are two dozen Allie wannabes flipping on balance beams, jumping on mats, and swinging on uneven bars. All of them want what Allie has, an Olympic gold medal. 11-year-old Julie Schoen is one of them.
It's kind of exciting that she worked with the coaches that I work with now and that I could someday be like her.
Schoen is already a committed gymnast, spending 30 hours a week in this gym over the summer and 18 hours during the school year. Schoen says Allie's showing her how to stay focused under pressure.
She's done really well because most people weren't expecting her to do as well as she did, and it's really cool to see. Like, even under pressure, she does, like, good things.
Though Allie has since moved to another gym in Burlington, she's come back to her roots at Excel Gym to talk to aspiring gymnasts, such as Julie Schoen. Around Needham, there are handmade signs encouraging and congratulating Allie. One big banner hangs over the Wingate Nursing Home, where Brenda Diaz is the Director of Community Relations.
The residents are so excited. They've been watching the Olympics. And, you know, most of our residents are Needham natives. They're excited to be able to root for one of their own.
We're thrilled for her and her family.
Jack McQuillan runs Taylor Stationery in Needham Center. He says Allie's performances in London have been the buzz of the town, and sometimes it's hard to tune out.
When she won the gold, we had a customer come in and very excitedly tell all of us behind the counter that they won the gold. And we were all sort of standing there in shock and surprise because we wanted to wait and watch it on TV ourselves.
Across the street in Treat Cupcake Bar, two preteen girls are loading gummy bears on top of cupcakes. Claire McCallum and Sophia Icky both watched Allie lead the U.S. team to gold.
I thought she was really, really good. Well, the whole gymnastics team was really good. It's amazing, like, what they do.
I thought she, like, aced it. She did really well.
Both girls say they'll be watching Allie today in the individual competition. Her hometown of Needham is so caught up in the excitement, it's opening the town hall for a live viewing party as Allie Raisman goes for the gold again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.